Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Five goals is sure nice, Tom. Congrats.
Thanks, Schulze.
5-0 after two on the road just flat out doesn't happen very often. What was the key in your mind?
I think the first period, they made a couple of ill-advised plays, and we capitalized on them. And they had a couple chances right there at 0-0 to score. And actually, one of them for sure was 0-0. One was and got 1-0. But that was the biggest thing is that couple ill-advised plays. We took advantage of it. We scored goals, and then we started playing with a lead.
You've got 24 power play goals to this point. Last year, the entire year, you had 20. What's led to that improvement?
I think we have had better puck movement this year, and I think there's more maturity. And I think that puck movement and that maturity goes hand in hand. Schulze, yeah, I remember last year we had a young team, really young team, and really the majority of these same guys were on the power play. And I guess think 1 year older, 1 year more experienced, 1 year wiser.
Last year you were about 14%, this year 24%. 10 percentage points is a lot. That equates to an awful lot of wins, doesn't it?
Big time. 4 percentage points is a lot. Do it this way. I always factor things in this way. We were 14% last year, right, Schulze? Let's just say if you have 100 power plays in a year and you have more, but the 100's an even number. Even if you go 18%, 18% versus 14% is 4 goals. 4 goals could be 2 wins to 3 wins. I mean, that's how the fine line between winning and losing, the margin of error, what one goal does at our level is amazing. Or increasing that lead earlier. There's so many factors that can play into a goal, Schulze, but now you're going 24% versus 14%. I mean, that's 10 goals minimum, but over the course of a season, there's usually probably about 150. You know, there's probably 150 power plays we're getting. So, I mean, those extra 10 goals, that extra 10% actually could be probably about 13, 14 goals there.
You've scored 49 more goals than you've given up this year in league play, 40 overall. What does a goal differential like that mean?
Well, it equates to wins. If you've got a good ratio of GS versus GAs, which we do right now. I mean, it tells you where our record is right there. If we give up 15 to 20 more goals, we're going to have, you know, common sense plays into this too, obviously, but you're going to have more losses. So we've just had we've had an uncanny way this year, Schulze, of scoring goals and keeping goals down. And that's a nice recipe. And just, again, knock on wood, let's keep that thing going.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. First goal last night, certainly a bizarre play. Make you in charge of the rule book. I don't even know if that play is challengeable by Grant Pitolny or not. What would you like to be able to challenge? What would you say referee's decision stands?
First off, the ref says it was challengeable, so I guess it was. I mean, Schulze, I'm trying to learn the rules on what you can challenge and what you can't. It's the first year of so many different things, so that's why the referees better know what they're doing, because the coaches, we have to ask them certain things. And you know, the referee told Grant he could challenge it. So Grant refused to challenge it. So, it must be reviewable. You have to have at least 1 foot on the ice when you play the puck. And I don't know if Millsy did.
I looked at the replay and you couldn't see Millsy coming off the bench, so I don't know.
Yeah, so there's a good chance that there wasn't. So if Millsy didn't have 1 foot on the ice, it could have been taken back. Now, can you take that back? I don't even know if the referee knew what – I want to say this right. I don't know if the referee understood exactly what could be challenged. Am I saying that right, Schulze? In other words, was he thinking Millsy – did he have 1 foot on the ice? Didn't he have 1 foot on the ice? Did he think too many men? See, I think that the referee might have thought that Grant could challenge the too many men. So as far as what's challengeable, that's a good question, because I don't know if the referee understood what the play was, if I'm saying that right.
There was also then a play where Hampus got hit, no penalty was called. They go review it. They add on that 5-minute major. I think that's been a good addition. Do you like the process of how that works, though?
I guess you'd want things smoother and cleaner, but it doesn't. There's not a lot of smoothness and a lot of things aren't as clean as we'd like. So, but again, they went over, they did the right thing. They were concerned about the hit. They went and checked it out, and, it had to be a 5. If it was a 2, there would have been no penalty.
Right now, you're tied for 13th in the pairwise. 12th is pretty much a lock. There's an awful lot of games that will be played, and a lot can happen. At what point do you start talking about it or thinking about it or paying attention to it?
Honestly, I think semifinals of the playoffs, you might know, but you got to win. You got to win. It's so far away. I don't even like bringing up that word because it's so far away. One loss could put you down 5 to 6 spots. That's how crazy it is. So you just got to be dialed in. You got to be, hey, we have to be really, really, really good. I mean, you have to just win games. Mostly when we've lost a few games earlier that hurt us. So it is what it is. And to talk about it, to our players, to bring it up, I just think, again, they know they got to win. And if you lose, what you and I are talking is just a wasted conversation.
A couple of players certainly stood out on the score sheet last night. How about the night of Adam Brady?
He's a good player. I mean, he's our leader, and him and Mucker are our leaders, and they showed that last night, and Brady came through, a couple power play goals, and he's just got a great calm demeanor, and he's the guy that we look to when we need a shot in the arm. He's the guy we look to.
How about Owen Sillinger?
Oh, same thing. Big on draws last night. Owen was big on draws. Did a great job. Kind of a glue guy, well-versatile player, and can do a lot of different things. Kind of, as Eddie would say, he's kind of a Swiss Army knife.
First game in about 4 months, I thought Brennan Harris looked all right, didn't look out of place. At what point did just instincts kick back in for that first game in 4 months?
You have to ask Harry, but I think I thought he played well last night, and I think he's played enough hockey where instincts will kick in, and it has kicked in.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.